Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onale Deni. The newly elected members of Chosuba Town Council took oath of affirmation at a ceremony held at the ADC office Chosuba under Peck District yesterday. Dr. Diana Patton, ADC Chosuba and RO, administered the oath of affirmation to the newly elected councillors of the 9 wards. Speaking at the program, advisor for CAWD in Texas, Kadir Chokamo, congratulated all the elected members of the wards for being the people's mandate and called upon the councillors to work as responsible leaders for the upliftment of the town. Kamo stated that as councillors, they are expected to carry out their duties with utmost sincerity and responsibility. Of the 9 wards, 4 from NDPP and 3 independent candidates staked claim in the formation of Chosuba Town Council, CTC, with Sevonye Keho as chairman and Vezotar Hako as deputy chairman. 3 more people, including the main accused in the Hathras stampede case which claimed 121 lives after satsang, have been arrested by the police. Hathras police conducted a medical checkup of the main accused, Dev Prakash Madhukar, arrested from Delhi, and after that produced him in court yesterday. The key accused was sent to 14-day judicial custody by a magistrate court. 6 accused have already been arrested in this case. Speaking to the media, Superintendent of Police SP Hathras Nipun Agarwal said that the chief organizer and the main accused, Dev Prakash Madhukar, was arrested by the Special Operations Group of Hathras Police from Najafgarh in Delhi on Friday. The SP said that preliminary interrogation of the main accused has revealed that he has been associated with the organization for the last several years and was primarily responsible for organizing programs and collecting funds. Police said further investigation is being done in this case, while an investigation is also being done regarding the funding of such a big program. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari asserted that efforts are underway to increase the turnover of the automobile industry in India to 50 lakh crore rupees in the coming years. He was speaking after inaugurating the medical equipment and consumables manufacturing facility of HORIBA India in the Butibori area in Nagpur. Gadkari stated that efforts are being made to transform farmers into energy and fuel providers rather than traditional agriculturalists. These initiatives have seen considerable success, with ethanol being used as an alternative fuel and hydrogen emerging as a fuel of the future. Gadkari emphasized that these steps are vital for achieving a self-reliant India. Chief Minister of Mizoram, Laldo Hauma, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence in New Delhi yesterday. They discussed shifting Assam Rifles from the heart of Aizawl city to the newly allocated camp at Zokhautar, which is about 10 kilometers from Aizawl. They have also discussed the state government's flagship program, Banna Kai, which is a hand-holding policy aimed at giving financial support and promoting entrepreneurs of the state. The chief minister also briefed the prime minister on the Zo ethnic Baum refugees from Bangladesh. In Manipur, the 75th state-level Van Mahotsav was celebrated today at Lamdeng Makha Lekai under the Imphal West District. As part of the celebration, the state forest and environment minister, Thongam Biswajit Singh, led others in a tree plantation drive in which around 2,000 seedlings were planted to make a greener future. The celebration was held under the theme Ek Per Ma Ki Naam Pe, and the participants, including many students along with their mother, took a pledge under LIFE, Lifestyle for Environment. Union Health Ministry said that the Medical Counseling Committee, MCC, has not yet notified the counseling schedule of National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET, UG and PG courses for the year 2024. Health Ministry said that the counseling schedule for NEET, UG and PG is announced by MCC on its website based on the completion of the exam process and finalization of the seat matrix by the National Medical Commission, NMC. For 2024, NMC has communicated its schedule for finalization of the seat matrix for UG and PG seats in the last week of June, indicating that it will finalize the UG seat matrix by the third week of July and the PG seat matrix by mid-August. The ministry said that the Medical Counseling Committee will accordingly notify the counseling schedule. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.